great success there in Lyman. Three consecutive state championships. You beat Strasburg again in the finals last November for the latest title. Do you bring those titles up to this year's group as you get set coming off a state championship year and sit down and say, hey, guys, we've done this. We can do it again. Does that come up at all in early on in the preseason?
No, not so much. I mean, you know, I think that, you know, each team has its own dynamic and it takes on its own identity. And you know, I've never been a big believer about talking to what happened last year or what's gone on in the past or, you know, even past history here at Lyman. But, you know, we just try and talk about, you know, what we can do to get better and what, you know, if we can do certain things and come along, then, you know, maybe we can string some wins together. And we try and keep it pretty simple for our kids.
Yeah, but your kids know the expectations that go along with putting on the uniform there at Lyman. The expectations are high every year.
Oh, yeah. And you know, and I think, you know, we always say we have the same long-term goals and expectations that we have, and those, you know, pretty much have stayed true since I've been the head coach. But then, you know, we talk about our short-term goals and what we're going to do to achieve those long-term goals. And so, you know, we try and hit those goals, even if they're daily goals, you know, getting better at one thing or something else. And so I think if you can kind of break it down, instead of showing them the big picture, you know, showing them the little pieces of it that take those steps to get to that long-term goal.
You have a pretty good bunch coming back. I know you lost a key player in Corey Taha, and Alex Carr contributed for you on both sides, but you have a good group coming back that you can lean on, some guys that have been there and done that, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have a good nucleus of seniors, The thing that was so unique about last year's team was that those kids, you know, that are juniors, that are seniors this year, they really like that group of seniors. You know, it was just a good group of kids. And so, you know, you always try and build that team chemistry. And that hopefully, you know, our juniors from last year that are seniors this year, they were taught how, you know, that you have to have that nucleus and that team chemistry. And hopefully some of that rubbed off on them so that, you know, we can still have that team concept. And, you know, there's just, you know, the old adage, there's no I in team. So, you know, we need that kind of attitude from our seniors.
You have to feel comfortable in your backfield because you got Trey Hines there, can run and throw the football. I think is his third year as a starter. He can turn to hand it to Jeremiah Leeper, who's a tremendous running back. So there's a comfort level in your backfield going into the 2021 campaign.
Yeah, I mean, those two guys are really special kids, and you know, they've done all the work that you ask kids to do, you know, from when they were freshmen all the way up now till they're seniors. You know, they spent the time in the weight room. They've done, you know, and played other sports, you know, multi-sport athletes. And you know, that all their success it really goes to all as hard as they work at what they do and honing their craft. So, you know, those kids, they should be, you know, at the top of the class when you start talking about those two positions.
A couple of other guys you'll lean on. I know Kai Bandy is a big contributor for you defensively. The Rockwell kid does some good things on both sides of the ball. So that's two other names that fans will be familiar with.
Yeah, and, you know, Kai's going to be a three-year starter for me at that middle linebacker spot. And, you know, and he just has really turned into, a premier linebacker. And, you know, I thought he had a great year last year, you know, especially towards the end of the year, you know, that his name was mentioned a lot, you know, in those last two games, especially. And, you know, he just has a real good, he has developed a really good instinct for the ball. And then, you know, Brady out there on the outside, you know, he started since he was a sophomore he just gets better and better each and every year. So, you know, I expect, big things from those guys.
And then what about your guys up front on both sides of the ball, your O-line and D-line? I know that's a focus for you as a head coach. How do you feel about the guys you have coming back there?
Well, we have a good nucleus of guys there. You know, we've got, if you include our tight end, because our tight end is a big part of what we do in our running game. You know, we've got three of those guys back, and Eli Weissensee at the center, and it's all got to start there. And then, Chance Cannon there at right guard, and then Caden Becker at my right tackle. So, you know, we got to replace our left side, and then we got to get a new tight end. But there's, you know, some young kids that are, you know, some sophomores and juniors both that are vying for those positions, and I think those kids are going to do a really nice job. It's just a matter of getting that experience, and again, trying to get that cohesiveness, you know, with your offensive line, and you know, a lot of that falls back on me and my other assistant coaches that coach the offensive line, and trying to get those guys to understand what we're trying to do, and then those guys jump into the defensive side. You know, all of those guys, those three guys, have all had a lot of experience. You know, because we rotate those guys quite a bit in the last year and even the year before, when that group were sophomores and juniors. So, you know, they've seen a lot of playing time. So, you know, I like where that nucleus is. It's just going to take a while to get those other guys up to speed.
Yeah, those other guys, though, won't have time to get up to speed, because you look at your schedule, there isn't a week off, really. I mean, Meeker, Strasburg, and Bennett out of the gate. North Central League to finish with the likes of Burlington and Wiggins and Ray and Yuma and Holyoke. So no off weeks for the Badgers this year.
No, and you know, and I was a little bit worried about that when we set our schedule up. You know, we set it up 2 years in advance, and you know, we thought we were going to be pretty decent last year, and so you know, I wanted to make sure that we, you know, got those competitive games in, and then you know, this year I knew we were going to have, you know, some new faces, and so you know, those kids are going to have to come along rather quickly, and you know, that Meeker team, they're about as physical a team as you're going to play, and you know, they're kind of, you know, always at the top there in that Western Slope. So we knew that was going to be a good game for us. And then, you know, obviously Strasburg is always Strasburg. You know, they really don't, you know, build their program. They don't have a building year. They just kind of reload. So, you know, and then Bennett obviously is going to be very good. You know, and even, you know, Coleridge, you know, even though they're haven't had a ton of success, but they're a 2A school, and they're not very far away from being a really good program. So, you know, our preseason is really tough, and then you jump into North Central, and I think, you know, just week in and week out, I think the North Central is probably the toughest conference from top to bottom that there is, and I couldn't tell you this year who's at the top and who's going to be down at the bottom. I mean, there are some really, really good football teams in the North Central this year, and the whole group of them. It's going to be a tough feat, you know, to go through the North Central.
Feels good, though, to be practicing football in August, though, doesn't it?
It's great. You know, we didn't go to a camp, so we started practice last week, it's having that extra week, you know, it allows us to really work on some stuff that is difficult to get to during the season. And so, you know, we can spend a little bit more time on technique and things like that we haven't had really a chance to do, or if we do, we don't spend a lot of time at it. So this year we were able to kind of pull it back a little bit and really get to the finer details of what we want our kids to do, and you know, whether it be steps or, you know, how we get off the ball, things like that we just, you know, you only get to hit it every so often, and then once you jump into the season, you know, you're always preparing for that you know, for that next team. So you know, at least with this extra week in there, and then, you know, the way the season kind of lined out, you know, we're going to have basically 5 weeks of practice before our first game. So, you know, I really think that kind of dialing it back and kind of taking baby steps before we kind of move forward, I think is really going to help us out in the long run, especially with those new faces. So, I'm excited about what we get to do, and hopefully everything will go on and go off without a hitch, and it'll be a quote-unquote normal year, I hope.